Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? Should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. Let niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up watching snowflakes, the niggas that was pro-based. The stress of take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holler if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parker, extra cautious now. Hit a 6-seed up, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and his friend. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumor. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff for law. Niggas wanna press me, put my back to the wall. For pressure bust pipes, I know I spat to y'all. To know me's to love me. You see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Taro. A soft like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Coolio, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga, you fall to my defense. Catch you while they reaching. Clip you, then I cross you, then I leave him. Apply full-court pressure like 4-4 cards. Get you out of here. Pull pressure to the trigger. Bullets flying threes. You forever rest under bullshit. Dirt lies and leaves. I do bullshit. Dirt tell lies and leaves. Look at my eyes. Real lies and beams. Niggas wanna despise the team. To our playhead coach and straight up divide their team. Trade their man for some pies and a couple of things. To the bullet. Motherfuckers. Yeah.
Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. It's your boy L Boogie. We in the building, baby. I got my co-host with me, Styles the God, T-Row, ICE. And you already know my engineer, OG the Buck. Are we on air, guys?
We live in the building.
Yes, we are. We here.
I ain't hear my man Benny Siegel at the end, man.
Oh no, we doing it remote, man. The music just seemed like it just stopped.
I ain't hear my man say I'm carrying them things like, you know, like Neo and Matrix.
Neo and Matrix. I don't know what happened,
man.
We doing it remote. Work with us.
Oh, no question, man. We all over the world, man, right now. You know what I mean? You got your boy Boogie. You know what I mean? I went from FL, you know what I mean, to AC. You know what I mean? With the blink of an eye. You know what I mean? And then tomorrow I'll be back in the land. I'll be back in OHIO, man. So, you know, hashtag airport life. But we in the building, baby. You know, so, man, great show yesterday. We got a great show coming for you today. And as you know, if you're an all-time listener, it's Wednesday. So you know what that means. It's Wild Out Wednesday. And we're about to wild out. We got my mans in there. You know what I mean? We still talking about, you know, change will come. George Floyd. And the things that are happening around the, not only around the America, but around the world, with the actions of George Floyd and how it's affecting the sports world. You know what I mean? So we have some interesting things on that. Had some memorials, you know, this week with concerning our man George Floyd. A lot of things are coming out, but with the world, you know, some more killing was happening before, you know, George Floyd. But George Floyd just happened to make it, you know, get on the news or whatnot. So, you know, with the sports world, we still have people kneeling. We still have people saying things about athletes and such as that, you know, kneeling. So, Styles the God, you have some information for us, man. You know, tell us what's going on in the NASCAR world. We know you like that lane. So, you know what I mean? Let us know what's going on.
Yes. Growing up, you know, my grandfather worked on cars. You know, my uncles worked on cars. They're all mechanics, man. I worked on my own old school cars. It's just the way of life as a young black man coming up, knowing how to fix your own stuff. So I navigated to NASCAR, Dale Earnhardt, Jimmy Johnson, you know, Richard Petty. I went there with it, and, you know, I loved it ever since I've been a kid. So with Bubba Wallace, man, he's the first black NASCAR racer to make known that the Confederate flag has to go in NASCAR, and I'm with it. You know, for our culture, we need to have understanding of what the Confederate flag stands for. Total in NASCAR has been seven total African-American drivers, but Bubba Wallace is the first driver to actually, you know, have some notoriety and make this change come, hopefully. The other black NASCAR guys off the top of my head, Charlie Scott, Randy Bethea, Bill Lester as of recent before Bubba Wallace. But those guys aren't as prominent as Bubba Wallace. But he wants this Confederate flag gone. And just to enlighten everybody a little bit on the Confederate flag, it was a war fought from 1861 all the way to 1865. That's 4 years over the South rebelling to the North because they wanted to keep the slaves. Okay? Now, everybody needs to understand that that's what the Confederate flag stands for. is so that they can keep their economy based on slavery and don't have to pay nobody. They didn't have to pay nobody working for them for over 250 years. If you own something and you didn't have to pay the workers to work, would you still want that? That's what the Confederate flag stands for. They like, nah, we don't want to learn that. We want to keep them working for us forever. Okay, we need to learn that. What the white people need to understand is they need to take note themselves and take blame themselves and have understanding that the reason why most of the black African Americans out here that's looting and robbing and killing and stealing, we got that from them. They enslaved that in us. We only do what we learn. And who do we learn it from? Who started it? Who came to America starting the looting, the robbing, the stealing, the killing? The Europeans did. That's what we learned. We only doing our, we grew up, our traits. We only adapted to society. That's what we're doing. But the Confederate flag, that's what it stands for. They wanted to continue slavery within their union.
Space.
They had their own union, and they wanted to continue slavery, so they didn't have to pay nobody. You know, they wanted the blacks to work forever and ever and ever. They never wanted them to be free. From Vicksburg to Gettysburg, 1861 to 1865. That's what that Confederate flag stands for. It got to go. NASCAR, we don't want that. We don't want that. That's not good for us.
Wow.
It's all
not
about
only,
suppression.
Not only
that's
do we
that
want
flag
to,
stand for.
Want
that flag stands for suppression.
Comes along with that Confederate flag, they want to remove the Robert E. Lee statue in Virginia. That's where you get the name General Lee from. Remember Dukes of Hazzard. And a lot of people didn't want to watch that show because of the Confederate flag and the car named after General Lee.
I used to love Daisy Duke.
A little Daisy Duke? That's what you watch the show
I used to
for.
Love Daisy Duke. I never knew, though. I was too young to understand what that General Lee and Confederate stuff was about.
Me too.
But I loved me some Daisy Duke.
I love that car.
Oh, man.
I love that one. That charger he was driving.
I think I want to bring some awareness to my man Russell Westbrook, man. You know, Russell Westbrook doing a piece on the 1921 Tulsa massacre, that when they burned down the whole black city of Tulsa, when it was all black businesses, all black homes, they burned it to the ground in 1921. Talking about looting and firebombing. They started like Styles just said. But Russell Westbrook, I just saw it, I just saw it yesterday. He is going to do a documentary, which I love, man. See, they got to do documentaries for guys that don't know, for people that don't know what happened back then, to re-educate and to educate us. He's going to do a documentary on the 1921 Tulsa bombings. So stay tuned for that. I just thought I'd make sure I bring that to the light.
Man, that's real. That's real. Shout out to Bubba too, man. It's a lot of, you know, minorities, or there is a lot of minorities that are the minority in NASCAR for real. So, STG, we appreciate you bringing that to light. And
definitely
we
appreciate
streets,
it,
man. We the streets, man. Best sports talk show on the internet in the world. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. We're going to come back and talk about the NFL, man. Is the 1985 Bears the most dominant team since the 80s all the way up to this point? We also going to give you our top five linebackers. And world, don't forget,
tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. It's the street.
Twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews' picture. They say don't let this cool world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Drip the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a problem. Deep love letters, late night, locked down and quiet. Your brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls of silence. Inside this cage where they captured all my ways and violence. In time I learned a few lessons, never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls, born black in this white man's world. And on the road, to my homie's head, died in his vest. Shot him to death and left him bleeding for his family to see. I pass his casket, gently ask him, is there heaven for G? My homeboy's doing life, baby mama be stressing, shedding tears when her son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying? Heard you late night through my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. It's still tucking in his jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stopped. Proud to be black, but why we act like we don't love ourselves? So look around, just suck, check yourselves. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl, we still struggling in this white man's world.
We must fight for brotherhood.
Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. It's your host, L Boogie. And as always, I got my dream team with me, STG, ICE, T Row. You know what I mean? And always, you know what I mean? My engineer, OG the Buck. Man, powerful, powerful song right there. It ain't them knocking us off, it's us knocking us off. But it's crazy that we both, the us and the police, knocking us off. So it's called double jeopardy. It's the streets. Woo! Man, that's a great man. OG the Buck, man. You think you cold, don't you, man?
Hey, I'm just trying to survive in this white man's world.
Woo,
knowing what it means
know,
to
man.
Be black.
Man, but yeah, we was coming back and we were just talking about, you know, some history, man, and we appreciate that Styles of God for enlightening us and DB about Westbrook is going to produce the documentary. You know what I mean? Let's not forget what they did to our black. Remember, it used to be a Black Wall Street. And that was destroyed.
Let's also remember that Bubba Wallace will be driving the Black Lives Matter car coming up in the next NASCAR races. We want to note that as well.
Unprecedented. That's probably one of the more racial sports it is. NASCAR.
Yeah.
NASCAR ain't never really got a hold to being diverse.
NASCAR started with a bunch of white boys running moonshine, man.
Mm.
Just scooping their cars up to get away from the police, man. That's what NASCAR eventually came from. It was a bunch of white boys, man, that was running moonshine. They needed other white boys that were great mechanics to fix their cars and make them run faster and faster and faster, and then that's what evolved into NASCAR. But it started from running moonshine back in the day, man, with them fast cars, the muscle cars down in the south, man, in the country, man.
Yeah, well, Mhm. Yeah, that got us going on the. That's kind of like how Dukes of Hazzard show went as well. So, but thank you, Styles, for that. Man, let's get into some NFL, man. The streets have been talking. We know that the football season is coming up. We talked a little basketball yesterday on our favorites and everything. And my man Philly Phil and the world, man, they dogging me. They dogging me, OG the Buck, telling me my Nuggets is MBG, man. Nothing but garbage. But that's another story. But today, before we talk about our five, you know, linebackers on the defensive side, there's been, you know, Kai Flohn saying that the 1985 Chicago Bears were the most dominant team. Since them, there hasn't been one. And I wonder, do you agree? And is there any team that you think is more supreme and show you more dominance in their championship run since 1985? And I'm going to start with you, Styles the God. And DB, please don't. I know where this is going. But go ahead, Styles the God.
Hey, man. Go ahead, bro. Stop talking my ear off already. I hate being live for him.
Hey, listen. New England Patriots with Tom Brady and Randy Moss is better than the Chicago 85 Bears. We broke all the records. Tom Brady set all the passing yard record, the touchdown record. Randy Moss set the most touchdowns by a wide receiver in one season. The defense was untouchable. We just lost in the Super Bowl because the defense didn't hold up. But 17-0, got to the Super Bowl and lost. But I consider my New England Patriots that year as one of the most powerful teams that football has ever seen.
Let me go, L. Hold on. Let me go, Bookie. Now, if the callers don't know that this kid is probably the most biased guy on the Dream Team, they just knew now. How can your team compete with the Chicago Bears, 85, Mike Singletary, Richard Dent, McMahon, Walter Payton, all the cold guys. Marshall, how can them guys compete with them Bears and they lost the Super Bowl? How can you be dominant and you lost Super Bowl? That's just bias. To me, 2009,
Pittsburgh Steelers. Do we remember?
Here we go. Here we go.
Rashard Mendenhall, Santonio Holmes, Hines Ward. Do we remember these guys? Big Casey Hampton, James Harris, Ike Taylor, your man, Boo, from Florida State. Lawrence Timmons went to the Super Bowl, played the Arizona Cardinals, and took care of our business.
Man, please.
When they say dominant teams, that's what they mean when they say dominant teams.
Listen, we had Rodney Harrison, Asante Samuel, Mike Vrabel, Roosevelt Colvin, Teddy Bluski, Vince Wilfork, Ty Warren, Jarvis Green, man, Wes Welker, Randy Moss, Kevin Falk, Dante Stallworth. Man, come on, man. Come on, man.
And lost.
We loaded. We was loaded.
Potent and lost.
Offense. Potent. Potent offense. Tom Brady had 50 touchdowns that year. 52 touchdowns. Randy Moss had 23 touchdowns that year. It was ridiculous. We put on a show. Dante Stallworth on the other side. Wes Welker in the slot. It was crazy.
Those were two good teams. Great, great teams. But like I said, you have to win it, Styles. You have to win it. Great regular season team. Y'all pulled off the Peyton Manning. Great in the regular season. Boy, got to that Super Bowl. That defensive line from the New York Giants, they called them the NASCAR line. And Tom
Man, listen,
Brady and the New England Patriots, booty
hole
got
down.
They only scored
10
points.
Seven twirls.
They let Eli Manning do seven twirls and then throw the ball. Seven. Any other quarterback that played like that, it ain't like he was Michael Vick or Cam Newton, a running quarterback. He's a solo quarterback. Got twirled around 10 times to do the ball. Come on, y'all. He was back 30 yards. Go back and watch the film.
I didn't say the Giants were one of the greatest teams. I just said they beat your team that you said was, you know, great. But nobody remembers number two. I forgot that they went 17-0 because they didn't win at all.
Right.
So
three is not a winner, and two nobody remembers.
Nobody.
They were 18-0.
Street.
They were actually 18-0
when they got here to Arizona to get that ass tapped.
Good morning, by the way. Damn it. It was 18-0. Number two, yes, they were.
Right.
Because I was at the damn. It was down the street from where I live. Damn it. So I remember that one. Man, look at here. The 85 Bears would have hit Tom Brady so hard, he probably would have got hit from the side and broke his leg like Joe Theismann had his leg broke. So I'm just saying, Tom Brady ain't that fast. The 85 Bears with that 4-6 deep, that was brand new. Didn't nobody know how to stop that? So that would have been a problem for Tom Brady, even though I'm going to give you credit for bringing up New England Patriots because they were – at that time, they did some things a lot of people were upset about because we knew that they were going back to the Super Bowl, but they lost. You know it. They just lost. Now,
all the
time I can't believe. All right,
you know what, guys?
I can't believe that.
And that was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion. We threw that game. We gave it away by doing that. We gave them the friggin' game. In my opinion, that sucked. What's that? Playoffs? We'll talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
That's what I got to say about that game. That's what that game means to me.
He's muted after that. Go ahead,
Ro. Ro, what is one of your was one of your teams that, you know, think is better than the, you know, the 85 Bears, or do you think that's facts? You think that's relevant? Oh, Ro got out. Oh, okay. Ro's not there right now. So,
Ro's still in.
Ro, you there?
Give me a minute.
Ro left us. Ro. Ro.
Ro, ain't in?
Let's say this. I think one of the best teams to I'm going to say better than the Bears. I think they might have ran circles around the Bears. Is the 1994 San Francisco 49ers when they had Deion Sanders, they had running Ricky Waters, they had Steve Young. They had a lot. They even though we did not. You know, the Super Bowl was not a good one when they played the Atlanta Falcons, maybe because they were just so dominant that year. I could not see any defense. Even the 0-2, excuse me, is that the 0-2 or the 0-1 Baltimore Ravens? I could not see them keeping up with that fast San Francisco team.
The Bears had nobody to D. Randy Moss. The Bears had nobody for him. No smoke.
I understand that, but he has to get the ball to Randy Moss, and I think that's what happened with the New York Giants, and I think the Bears was coming. That 46 seed, they
was
coming.
We was winning the game. They let this dude drop back 90 yards and throw the fling. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
But you guys were averaging over 28 points a game. Again,
yeah, we were tearing the NFL to pieces. We were shredding
and
the NFL.
But like I said, your booty hole got tight in the Super Bowl because you did nothing. They got the Brady. His jersey was darker. It was muddier than a monsoon in Arizona, and that splashed it. He was muddy, man.
He
couldn't
get
out of his own way. He was frustrated.
He had the lead with 30 seconds left in the game, man. He came down. He got the ball with 3 minutes left, came down and scored. He did his job. The defense went out there, and Pootie. Come on now.
But I just think that they waited too. They waited. They waited to the Super Bowl to have a bad game.
Yep. You're right. I can't argue with that, though. He lost. I just want to make it be known that we are one of the, that team is, if not the greatest team ever, it's up there, even with that loss. But we've destroyed the NFL. It's only 16 games, and Randy Moss had 24 touchdowns in the regular season. Tom Brady had 52 touchdowns. Like, we got to look at
the
stats now. Numbers don't lie.
He only threw it to Moss.
We gone?
Yeah, 52 touchdowns. Moss had 25 and 52.
Yeah.
Screen plays to one of the backs.
Kevin Falk.
Right.
There you go.
Wes Welker.
We run it up against the clock. We're going to leave it there. When we come back, we're going to give you our five top linebackers in the league today. And we're also going to get some callers in the asylum to verbal jab with the Dream Team. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Streets!
Are we there? It's the show. It's the security plan. What's going on? We got to pay the bill. What's going on in the street?
Y'all
are
want
we there?
Music? Listen to your boy Get Down, because you know your boy don't like F been around. When I'm at work all day on the phone, these people won't leak. Hey,
we're gonna have to do our own personal commercials today. The board is crashing. We are live. Freestyle T-Row in the building. Give us another freestyle boogie, and then we're going to go right into the top linebackers.
Man, we in the building, baby. Tell you what, we're going to do Freestyle Friday on a Wednesday. Man. But let's get it. No commercial needed. We go right into it. T-Row, if you got your top five linebackers, do you, if you're ready, we can go. I tell you what, we'll go with STG first. We'll go with STG first. STG, you got your top five. You got your top five linebackers. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. I was about to name five Patriot linebackers, but I'm gonna be real right now, man. I'm gonna be real. So I was about to name the whole 3-4 set of New England. Y'all got me kind of tight, but I got five. I got. With five, I got a tie at five. I got Deion Jones from the Falcons and Dante Hightower from the Patriots. At four, I got Vaughn Miller. At three, I got Darius Leonard from the Colts. At two, I got Khalil Mack. And at one, I got Bobby Wagner. That's my five.
Woo! Streets! T-Rizzy, you got your five?
Wow, we didn't lost T Rizzy.
We lost T Rizzy.
OG the Buck. OG the Buck, you got your five? Man, the board crashing hard today. I don't know what's going on, man. What's happening in the streets? It's crazy. I don't know what's going on, man.
He's getting pulled over out here. You got to pull it over.
They can't touch the phone. The board crashing, man. I'm doing too much. The board crashing. I'm doing too much. T-Row, get back in.
T-Row had to step away for a second. I think he might have been under protocol. You know what I mean? In the street, so we're going to have to get back with Ro at a later time. But OG the Buck, you got your five?
I got my five, man. I got my five. C.J. Mosley will come in at five for me. He probably could have been a little higher on the list. Bobby Wagner, linebacker out of Seattle, will come in at four. I have a lot of respect for this kid, number three, especially what he's doing with the movement. So he earned the number three spot. The linebacker out of Denver, Vaughn Miller. And one of my favorites, you know, I've been falling in love with this guy since I've been playing the Madden as of lately. He's a dog, capital D, number 54. Out of the Dallas Cowboys from Notre Dame, Jalen Smith. And number one, we all know who number one is, Khalil Mack will be my number one guy.
Good five, I must say. Both you guys are coming together with your five, man. I respect it. And you see how I usually say I respectfully disagree, but I reach to the real five bona fide linebackers. And I'm surprised, DB, OG the Buck, you ain't put none of your outside linebacker who be rushing, one of the Watt brothers.
J.J. Watt.
I'm surprised you ain't had T.J. Watt on your list.
Well,
but that lets me know you're not biased. That lets me know you're not biased like
too.
STG. I understand.
I understand.
Styles. But I will be. My man, number five, my man Smith, the Smith brothers. I put both of them. They play for the Green Bay Packers. I call them the law firm, Smith and Smith. They have five. At four, I gotta go. My man Leonard over in Baltimore. I think he's on the verge.
something. At three, I got to go Von Miller. At two, I'm going to go, got to be the best cover linebacker in the league, and he does it all, my man Bobby Wagner. And number one, it got to go to who's the Mac. It got to go to my man Mac over there in Chi-Town. And the reason why I picked Khalil Mack is because, yes, we don't see him out
because
covering,
you know,
a lot,
football.
But he can cover. Right?
Nah, his production be low, though. He be missing for half the game sometimes, man. That's why I had him at number three. Like, Bobby Wagner, he all game, all night. He on you. Like, he the best linebacker in football. Khalil Mack ain't all game, all night. We got to keep it real.
Right.
Eye test.
And I gotta ask this. He right here. How can we have my man over in Dallas and your top five and their defense can't stop a nose?
Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying about him too. Nah,
he can.
He had an SEC season two last year.
Man, cut it out, man.
Tackles, and they had him aired live on Undisputed, missing all them tackles last year.
This guy got three linebackers from New England in his five. He want to talk about Jalen Smith ain't no dog and Khalil Mack ain't one.
Yeah,
man, get out of here.
Jalen Smith ain't better than Dante Hightower. He ain't better than Dante Hightower from New England, I tell you that.
Dante plays in a great system over there with Bill. So, you know, Bill the Brain,
yeah.
I call him. You know what I mean?
Bill got to go out there and make the plays.
Man, oh, man. So, since we can't get to the, you know,
I think we might be rocking, though. I think we got the music going, Bum.
We back? Commercials back? Oh, we done paid the bills? Okay.
I think we done paid
all
the
right,
bills.
Well,
let me know if you can hear it. Oh, yeah. Get us a commercial, bro.
All right. When we come back, we're going to get in the asylum, see who wants the verbal jab with the Dream Team. Get with us, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, The Streets is Talking, or give us a call when we on live, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m., 515-605-9370. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend. To tell a whole lot of friends. You see, we in the street, baby. Kepasa.
Told me don't take my foot off the gas. They give you an inch, gonna take you a mile. I'ma shoot by myself like a telephone foul. City to city, got girls going wild, and I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Lambo solo, got a squad. We finally made it. Let's pop us a bottle. I took the lead and let everyone follow. They know I'm running it right to the bank. They want me to eat, so I didn't keep them any bleeding. I'm sorry, I told them I can't. Heard you a rat, so you know what's gonna happen when we catch you. I run. All the moves I've been making, by the time I get 40, I gotta be one of them greatest. Watch how I move with this paper, I know if I stoop on one time, they gon' try to come take it. Really, is it getting these niggas be faking? I don't want they buy, so they hand ain't shaking. She on that 42 straight with no chaser. I'm trying to get out of here and go taste it. Yeah, my diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I didn't pay out my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about liberty. I be walking on beat, did you hear me? I just think that my kids be a brick of me, they can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VV. They don't wanna see us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, I got something to lose. In the street, I didn't pay out my dues. No instruction, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beat, did you hear me? I just think that my kids be a brick of me, they can't get rid of me. Wake up every day, somebody harassing me. I got rich, they need money, they asking me. I was sitting in jail, they look out for me. Ones who need me, no same ones who doubted me. Been handling my own, they can vouch for me. They'll wait down with me, know that she proud of me. Turn the heat up, ain't nobody hot as me. Everywhere dollars me, that's how I gotta be. I didn't gave her the word, now she not leaving. Said she love me to death, told her stop breathing. Try to do what I do, but we not even. I want all of the beef, I'm not vegan. Boy, you said it was on, niggas stop speaking. Vince the door, drop the top, I can't stop speeding. Tryna see if it gets to the top speed. Hit the beast from the back, have a knock on me. Baby ho, I control the rock. If the rap slow, I control the block. Yeah, I'm really it, and you niggas not. Got a couple coups, I can draw the top. I done made it, nigga, all these digits coming in. I'm saving for the bigger picture. No one day I need them, might as well get used to me. My biggest fear is ending up where used to be, yeah. Yeah, my diamonds be VVs. See us on TV unless it's the news. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but got something to lose. In the street, I didn't pay out my dues. No instruction, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beat, did you hear me? I just made my kids be a big me. They can't get rid of me. My diamonds be VV. They don't want to see us on TV unless it's a new. I got something to prove. Yeah, I'm young, but I got something to lose. In the street, I didn't pay out my dues. No extortion, ain't talking about literally. I be walking on beats, did you hear me? I just made my kids be a big me. They can't get rid of me.
Woo! They can't get rid of us. It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. It's your host, L Boogie, and I'm coming to you live, man. I'm in AZ right now. Man, about to get back to the land. Man, going to give a shout out to, you know what I mean, Cameo Construction, man. You know what I mean? Putting us together, man. They sponsor this segment of the show. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. Or if you missed the show, get with us on the podcast, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, the Streets is Talking. Man, just updating the show. We was talking about George Floyd and, you know, NASCAR, our man Bubba Wallace doing his thing, created his car. Unprecedented black car, Black Lives Matter on his car. Yeah, so it's going down. I know we were talking about the lady yesterday. I'm going to see if my man, if I'm going to try to send him a kite, my man Cole, talk about what Phil was talking about, the young lady, Candace Owens, who was verbally abusing African Americans when she speaks. So it's the streets, man. We talked about the 1985 Bears. Can anybody compete with them since then? Anyone being dominant? You know what I mean? STG, you know, he said it's Patriot. You know what I mean? And of course, OG the Buck, he said it's Steelers. And I'm not going to be biased. I'm not going to say my Packers, but I do think that 94 San Francisco 49ers team was stacked. I don't really know if anybody could have beat that team with the defense and what they had on defense and what they had on offense. But, you know.
Who was that? Was that Steve Young or Joe Montana's team?
That was Steve Young's team. That was his first and only ring when he said, get the monkey off my back. The young Steve Young. And they were so good that Jerry Jones had to, you know, show me the money. He showed Deion Sanders that money.
And Deion
left the San Francisco 49ers and went with the Cowboys and won him one. Oh!
So you say something about Jerry Jones. You hear T-Row?
Man, don't you watch your mouth. You watch your mouth, you dirty sucker.
He don't say nothing unless it's about Dallas. Where you be at? What streets
right.
you on?
Hey, man. See, here's the problem with y'all. First of all, y'all always upset that you're talking about the Cowboys. Then when I started talking about the Cowboys, you want to know where I'm at. You know where I'm at. I'm standing in Crete. Y'all don't want to And you want to talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers beating the Arizona Cardinals?
Hey, we all know what's going on.
Hey,
T-Row, you can't say you stay in the streets. We done called your name about five times and answered questions. You ain't been here,
guy. He hitting the lick.
Hey,
he hitting the lick. He turning
young.
Corners.
These old school players got to do it a different way. Y'all get the one off the phone.
Right.
We got that old school mentality.
Right.
Let me take you around the corner real quick.
I got a question. I got a question for you guys. Last segment, I think it's very important. We got a lot of top high school basketball players who are considering HBCU schools. And I'm just wondering would that, you know, affect the lands of Mikey Williams. Look him up. He's the number one player in 2023. I'm sorry, he's the number three player in that class. And he's considering an HBCU school. And if the world doesn't know what HBCU stands for, Historical Black College and University. So
I think it's great.
I'm just going to go ahead, D.O.G. the Buck.
No, I mean, we're going to be real quick. I just think it's great, man. Look, We are living in a new world, and we're able to get all the blue chip athletes are black. I mean, not all of them, but what, 85-90%, especially basketball, they black. So let's start the tradition. If we get all our kids to go to all our schools, they're going to do well anywhere it go because he's the number three in the country. The biggest gang going to fall off because he went to Tennessee State? No, I think that's a great idea. See, now we winning. See, we winning now if that happens. And that's my take.
I think it's great as well, but that's what we got to look at the outcome of the situation is where it's going to take some time for those kids that go there. So now we say kid goes to this HBCU, but he's got to get with his boys and say, yo, listen, we all need to go to this HBCU because one kid ain't going to change the conference. They need that conference to be tough for, as far as television ratings and just money, bringing more money to the school and upgrading the school system to be able to hold these major athletes coming to the schools. You know what I mean? Like, we gotta play that in the factor, too. It's going to take a little time for the cycle of the players to want to go there and commit there. But we got to be willing to do it. You know, we got to be willing to say the top 30 got to say we going to HBCUs. You know what I mean? The top, out of the top 100, 89 of them are black. So out of that 89 kids, we got to say at least 50 of them got to go to an HBCU somewhere just to make the conference strong. It can't be about one school. It's got to be about the whole conference, the whole society.
T-Ro, any rebuttal to that? Wow, once again, T-Ro must be hitting the lick.
You talking about he hit the streets.
Right. I want to say this. What's going to happen, what needs to happen if you do that, SCG and OG.
Y'all
going to
quit disrespecting me, damn it. I told you I'm taking care of business. You going to hold up on me. Damn it, SCG, you young little. You just wait.
Hey, I was waiting for you to put it on, man. I swear to you. I was waiting for you to So, man. T-Row, you got any rebuttal to that? You know, the young guns going to HBCU schools?
Nope, I love it. Better go to Grambling or Prairie View.
Right. So I'm going to say this. Now that if we do have those kids go to those schools, now we can have a network. When you talk about the BTs, now they can have all the HBCU schools on their channel. Now we can have revenue marketing, money. So I feel as though it'll be a great thing. The only hiccup that we may have with this is the one and done. If the rule is set in play for the one and done, or the rule is going to be changed probably in 2023 as far as no kids going to high school, the kids that do go to college that's on the board as far as projection to play high college basketball level, they need to go there because, like you said, now we got money. Don't nothing move but the money. Now you got money involved. Now we can start making moves and controlling the narrative.
Guess what, though, fellas? Guess what? The one thing that all of us, the dream team, I think should have been number one, why our kids should have went there. We ain't going to guess why on the board. To be able to learn our history. To be able to see how we was raised, to be able to be around that environment. Oh, my God, I didn't even think about that, man.
They're going to get full understanding of the sounds. To the core. You know, like, for the understanding everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the thing about it is that DB, I mean, OG the Buck, you're absolutely right, learning history. And, you know, no disrespect to those to other ethnic groups, but they control their narrative.
Exactly.
You know, they control the Fox.
When you go to one of them teams in Utah, you think they, what do you think they teaching? African American? They teaching Mormon.
Yeah. You're right about that. Right. You go to Utah, they are teaching Mormon. I know. They are teaching that in Utah.
Streets.
Right. Man.
Yeah, we gotta come together though. This is what's bringing us together here.
Man. We need
to
understand that we are and we continue to be the most powerful human beings in the world. Whenever you can take a man and bring him over here in chains and humiliate him and do those things, and we still rise and become the president of the United States when they said we couldn't. They said we couldn't, and we did it. Oh, how powerful we are. When we come
let's
back,
just make sure, let's just make sure we alert our community, though, that's going to this HBCU to go to all of them, because the next thing, you know, they try to hold the black man back. They're going to say, you ain't playing nobody. To take the money out your pocket. So we gotta make sure that all the HBCUs become strong. Go ahead, Pop.
It's the Streets of Talk, a sports talk show with a twist of hip hop, giving it to you from a street perspective. Man, we come to you every day, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. When we come back, you already know. You know how we close the show. You already know how we close the show. You big dummy of the day. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of friends. Let's go.
Swing it while I'm swinging. Hey. Giving what you're getting. Knowing what I know. While the black band's sweating in the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Hey.
Our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the power that be. Fight the power.
Don't worry, be happy.
Was the number one jam. Damn if I said you could slap me right here. Get it.
Let's
Let's go. It's the Streets is Talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. We back in the building, baby. It's that time of the show. You big dummy of the day. It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. We back in the building. I don't know if I repeated myself, because like I said, we on remote. It's a lot going on. But we back in the building. It's that time of the show. OG the Buck, you ready? Give it to us.
Yes, sir. We know it's been a lot of racial injustices going on. There's something up out of Austin, Texas, where a young man has been killed. I'm just going to give you a brief snippet on CNN's report. Newly released police video of a black man's 2019 arrest in Texas shows him saying, "I can't breathe," several times, not long before he died, a death that is being investigated by a district attorney. Body camera video released Monday by the Austin Police Department shows sheriff deputies from Wilson County arresting Javier Ambler. Remember his name, Javier Ambler, 40 years old, following a vehicle pursuit in the early morning of March 28, 2019. The video release comes about 2 weeks after the death in police custody of George Floyd in Minneapolis, an incident in which Floyd's similarity said he couldn't breathe during his arrest. So, for the Austin, Texas Police Department for slaying another young brother, you are the big dumb.
You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy.
Yeah, you big dummy. Man, it's that time of the show. Man, we gotta put the meter. We done run out of change for the meter. That time of the show. SCG, you got any shout outs before we get out of here?
Yeah, man, major shout outs to Skip Bayless, man. Found out that Skip Bayless was raised by a black woman, man. Major shout out to Skip Bayless and Skip Bayless' mom. You know, that's just love right there. I love to hear that. I love to see that. You know, just to understand that guy is a good guy, man, because I really watch that guy every day. And a major shout out to everybody, all the listeners. Major shout out to all my boys on the show today. Major shout out to T Row today in the streets, man. Like, big time today. Major shout out to Uncle T Row. Major shout out to the unborn child on the way, my wife, and all my family. I love y'all. One.
Streets!
I know.
Hold on. Hey, hold on. I got somebody who want to say something.
Tell a friend, and a whole lot of girlfriends.
You got it.
That's hard.
I'm talking about.
I wasn't expecting that.
T-Ro, you got any shots before we get out of here, man? Everybody listen to the street.
Man, shout out to the boys. Shout out to my boys, man. You know I love y'all to death. Shout out to Eric, all the listeners, man. You know, y'all want to call in? Y'all got something to say? Call in. My bad, crew. I was in the streets. You know, I do it old school. I still get it in with the older population. They still like to lean a little bit. So, you know. My bad. Hey, man. to the little rapper right there. You got to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. So anybody listening who can pass that along for you, boy, make it happen, man, because you know
man.
You want to love everybody. Get it in.
You already know. The engineer, OG the Fuck. Got some shout-outs before we get out of here.
We hot. I love all you guys. We hot. The streets is hot. We all over the world. Shout out to all the callers, man. All the callers in the queue. Everybody that get on, everybody that don't get on, man. We love y'all, man. Thank you, man. Shout out to Javier Ambler, the kid that got killed in Austin, Texas. Shout out to George Floyd, man, for keeping this thing moving. Y'all do not die in vain. We love you guys as well. Shout out to all the essential workers. Shout out to my team, the Cottonwood Cobras. Shout out to Six Words. Shout out to Beat Up Thing, the Toast Camp. Shout out to the Dream Team, my guy, Styles the God, T-Row, ICE, Boogie, whole world. Picture us rolling.
Man. Woo! I wanna give a shout out like OG the Fuck say, man. We hotter than Fifth Street, man. We hotter than Fifth Street. So I wanna give a shout out to, you know what I mean, my man, and I call him Baby Ray, man. I wanna give a shout out to Baby Ray for that great take earlier, man. You know what I mean? So because he listens to the show faithfully. So shout out to, you know, Cameo Construction. Shout out to the Dream Team. Shout out to all the essential workers, man, that's putting it down. All the protesters that's making a change for us around the world. You know what I mean? So, you know, world, keep inspiring us. Get with us on the podcast, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, the streets is talking. You know what I mean? Keep inspiring us, world. And as always,
I got some time.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of friends.
Street, how about your girlfriend?
I got some cotton mouth and moon rock for the ride. Ball papers.
Picture me rolling.
Streets.